This is Akashvani, the news read by Indu Chukwu. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that drugs worth more than 16,900 crore rupees were seized in year 2024, marking the largest figure since independence. Chairing the regional conference on drug trafficking and national security in New Delhi, the minister inaugurated the drug disposal fortnight and the extension of the Manas 2 helpline to all states and union territories, and the new office complex of the Narcotics Control Bureau's Bhopal Zonal Unit. The drug disposal fortnight drive began today and will continue till 25th of this month. During this period, a total of 44,792 kilograms of seized narcotics worth 2,411 crore rupees in market value will be disposed of. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the Viksit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue is a unique initiative to involve the country's youth in the nation's development journey. Mr. Modi today shared an article written by the Minister of State for Youth Affairs and Sports, Raksha Khatse, on the National Youth Festival 2025 and the Viksit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue. He said that the program seeks to channel the energy, creativity and leadership of young minds to realize the vision of a Viksit Bharat. India has joined the UN Committee of Experts on Big Data and Data Science for Official Statistics. As part of the committee, India will contribute to shaping global standards and practices in harnessing big data and data science for official statistical purposes. In a statement, the Ministry of Statistics said that India's inclusion in the Committee of Experts represents a significant leap forward for the country's statistical ecosystem. The ministry mentioned that the country's active engagement in the Committee of Experts will highlight its pioneering initiatives, including the establishment of the Data Innovation Lab and exploration of alternate data sources. In Uttar Pradesh, a grand three-day celebration has commenced in Ayodhya to commemorate the first anniversary of the consecration ceremony of Ram Lala's idol at the Ram Temple. Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath inaugurated the program. The Sri Ram Temple was decorated with more than 50 quintals of flowers. Ram Lala was anointed with Pancham Amrit and water from Saryu, and 56 dishes were offered as prasad and Maha Aarti were performed. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has greeted the countrymen on the occasion. Special arrangements have been made for pilgrims and tourists to reach the city through different modes of transport for the Mahakumbh 2025 in Prayagraj. More than 10,000 trains, over 350 specially designed shuttle buses and additional flights will be put into service to ferry the pilgrims from various parts of the country. In Assam, the rescue team has retrieved third body from the flooded coal mine at Umrangso of Dima Hasao district today. The second body was recovered this morning. Rescue operations by multiple central and state agencies continue for the sixth day today to locate the remaining workers who have been stuck inside the illegal Red Hole coal mine after water gushed into it. Two people were so far arrested in connection with the tragedy. A 10-month-old child was detected with human metapneumovirus in Assam yesterday. The child is undergoing treatment at Assam Medical College and Hospital in Dibrugarh and is stable now. AMCH Superintendent Dr. D. Buya said the child was admitted to the state-run hospital with cold-related symptoms 4 days ago, and during routine test, the virus was detected. His father said it is a common virus and is nothing to worry about. The Union Minister of State for Science and Technology, Dr. Jitendra Singh, has announced the establishment of a regional meteorological center at Jammu. Dr. Singh was addressing a landmark event, stakeholders workshop on weather and climate services, on the eve of IMD's 150th anniversary yesterday. With the ongoing dense fog conditions, northwest India is expected to witness light rainfall accompanied by thunderstorm for the next 2 days. The meteorological department has forecast the possibility of rain and snowfall in parts of northwest India until tomorrow under the influence of a western disturbance. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.